Hi there. The word for you today is growing into leadership. In Exodus 18, verse 19, we read these words, "Listen, and I will give you some advice." As a leader, it's your job to see that things get done. But as the workload grows, you're going to have to find people with talents equal to the task. Otherwise, the work's going to stop growing. So, what is it that keeps us from seeking out the right people and then delegating the right tasks to them? Well, let me give you two or three things, okay? Number one, past hurts. Somebody let us down, so we're reluctant to trust anybody again. Or number two, pride. We don't want to share the credit with others. Or number three, this is a biggie, perfectionism. We're not willing to be put at risk while people with potential learn on the job, so our vision bottlenecks and everything bogs down. Moses had this problem with Israel, and here's how he solved it. And I quote, "Moses' father-in-law replied, 'What you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone.'" You say, "Bob, is this really in the Bible?" Honestly, this is in Scripture. You say, "That sounds like my life." Well, that's why the Bible is so right on. You cannot handle it alone. Listen to me, and I will give you some advice. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to him, but select capable men from all the people, appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring the very difficult cases to you. The simple cases they can decide themselves, that will make your load lighter, because they will share it with you. If you do this, you will be able to stand the strain, and all these people will go home satisfied." And the Bible says, Moses the leader listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said, and it worked. So, if you want to be a good leader, follow the example of Moses.